Barber Shop is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and a big good morning. Kind of chilly out there in some spots and a little snowy in others, but for the most part, it's not bad at all. The highways are just wet. They're not, except maybe some of the side, very small side roads probably are still covered. But I know River Valley, well, a lot of schools are closed today and are on delays. So that's the way it is. It's wintertime. And, oh, my. Well, let's see. I've got a lot of questions today, and I've got maybe tomorrow even some more interesting types of questions. Oh, boy. And I've got prizes. I've got one sandwich at Jimmy John's. I've got three smoothies from the smoothie place out on East, you know, going Route 309 East or 95 East. And I've got the Ridgedale, the last ticket to give away to the Ridgedale Dunes, which is the 15th. Now, today is what, the 14th? Let me look here. No, today's the 13th. That's right. So coming up Saturday, the 15th, the 18th annual Ridgedale Lions Club Daytona 500 NASCAR Dinner and Auction. That's going to be a dandy once again, as it has for 18 years now. So I've got that to give away. And also a partridge in a pear tree. And how are you doing? Well, my first question today is, incidentally, if you'd like to send, I'm going to have, on the 28th, I'm going to have astronaut Ray Seddon on, and she'll be talking about her career as an astronaut and the fact that she's got somebody in Marion, which doesn't exist anymore, I'm sure, by the name of, what was it, her great-grandmother. Okay, and from Marion, yeah, an astronaut's great-grandmother is from Marion. How about that? And if you'd like to submit a question that I could ask her about her career as an astronaut, our address is WWGH Radio 165 West Center, Suite 208. That's 165 West Center, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Okay. Now, today, my first question is, today marks an anniversary. Today is the last day, years ago, that a comic strip was printed. The original. I say the original because that means a lot. The original comic strip named what was published for the last time on this date. And the date would have been, well, it would have been February, whatever the day is today. The 13th, yeah. Would have been February 13th, a long time ago. But since that time, they've had repeats. Now, what's the name of the comic strip? It's a lot of people's favorite, believe me. 10:20 is the time, and you're listening to WWGH 107.1 on the FM dial. Okay, now, if you can tell me, oh, here it is. All right, now, just a second. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Would it be Snoopy?
Yeah, Snoopy is what part of Peanuts, is it?
Yes, Peanuts.
Yes, you're right. Exactly. Yes. Hey, would you like to go to the Ridgedale thing, or would you like a Jimmy John's sandwich or a smoothie?
I would really, really like to try a smoothie.
Okay. Oh, yes, of course. That will get you a 20-ounce smoothie. And what is your name?
It's Mary Bickley.
Okay, Mary, just a second here. Mary Bickley.
Uh-huh.
Okay, just a second. Write down this. Okay. Okay, one smoothie. Okay. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well.
Good. Your sidewalk's clean?
As soon as my husband gets
home. Oh, good. Yeah. Well, it looks like the weather's going to be a little nasty in the next 24 hours.
That sounds like it.
Yeah. But
my dogs are having a great time out in the backyard in the snow.
Ours are, too. We've got one that's a combination of boxer and whatever.
Uh-huh.
He's long, and he jumps from our porch without using any steps. He loves the snow. Oh, my.
I love to watch him run around.
Yeah. Oh, boy, I guess so. Yeah, I wish I was as anxious about snow as the dogs.
Well, yeah.
Okay, you know where we're at, Mary.
I sure do.
Very good. Well, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Charlie.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Mary Bickley. Which, that name reminds me of the astronaut's great-grandmother. Her name was Fribley. Fribley. And I have not run across anybody or heard of anybody in Marion named Fribley. But she said that her great-grandmother once lived here. Okay. I'll put Mary's smoothie up there. Okay, so I've got two smoothies left and a sandwich on Jimmy John's, yeah, and Ridgedale, or not Ridgedale, yeah, Ridgedale Lions ticket. Okay, now we'll get down to the nitty-gritty again here. In Bucyrus, there was a company that built cranes that ran on railroad tracks. And I'm pretty sure they don't make them anymore. But there is another company there that took their place. Now tell me, what company in Bucyrus made locomotive cranes? 7403399944. What was the company that made those cranes that lifted cars, you know, in railroad wrecks mainly? They could pick a car up out of the berm. They were so heavy duty. Oh, my goodness. But what was the name of that company? I know there were people in Marion that drove up there to work. Okay, 7403-39944. Now, there is another company there that does, it's one of the biggest in the country for repairing railroad cars. They come to Marion. They have a branch here in Marion at the Engineer Depot where they make repairs on cars that are brought in there, railroad cars, that is. But they occupy a lot of acreage in Bucyrus now. What's the name of that company? I need to name one or the other. The company that made the cranes that went up and down the tracks to lift up wreckage. Or the name of that repair company, I mean, it's a very simple name, that repairs railroad cars. I've seen them in operation. 7403833. Oh, here we go. All right. Okay, caller, yes, good morning.
Hey, Charlie, that first question about Bucyrus, that was the Bucyrus, just like you can't remember. Bucyrus, Lackawanna, I think it was, or the Erie, I forget which one it was.
Well, no, it wasn't either of those.
All right.
And the company, it still might be listed on the water tower there, the name of that company.
Yeah, I'm about 20 miles from Bizarre, so I ain't making a special trip to look.
Yeah, okay. Well, all right, thanks. Okay, thanks. Okay. Yeah. All right, yeah. Yeah, if he lives 40 miles from Bizarre, that, yeah. Yeah, there's a water tower there I think might have the name on it yet, I think. Unless it has the name of the other rail repair people. 7403-399-44. I've got some interesting questions for tomorrow, concerning Marion's first family from a long time ago. Okay, now, let me see. Can you tell me the owner of Dallas, Texas, originally? Dallas, Texas, that whole area there, was once owned by another country. Oh, here we go. Hang in. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Was that the Ohio Crane?
Yes, the Ohio Locomotive Crane, Elsie. Yeah.
Well, thank you. My husband was a boiler operator, and he worked up there.
No kidding.
After Baker Woods shut down, yes.
Yeah, Baker Woods, yes. Remnants of Baker Woods pretty well gone now.
Oh, yeah. Long time.
Okay, now, what would you like today? A sub or a sandwich from Jimmy John's or a smoothie?
I would just like to have some nice sunshine to melt the snow. That's all I want.
Well, okay, we'll hopefully get that.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, Elsie, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, yeah. Well, she got the answer. Ohio Locomotive Crane. Yes, indeed. Yeah, they were, I tell you, they're all over the country. You know, their cranes probably still are. You often wonder, like I wonder about all the big shovels that were made here in Marion. Of course, the largest ones were cut up into scrap and and recycled. But I'm sure a lot of other Marion Power shovel outfits still are running, and you just wonder where they're located. But that was, and where did the shovel go? Who bought it originally? And, you know, that was such a big part of Marion. I mean, it employed over 1,000 people and produced these excellent shovels, including the Space Crawler. And I tell you, on the 28th, I'll be talking with the astronaut, Ray Seddon, and she'll be telling us all about the Space Crawler, because she didn't ride on it. The rocket, the space shuttle she rode came out of hiding, you might say, about a mile an hour down the track, and she launched from there 3 times. She'll be with me by telephone on the 28th, Ray Seddon, and she's got a book out. I've been reading, I'm about one-fourth or one, not even that far. It's a large book and well-written. And she even gives the history of composing a book and what you've got to do. And she was advised by a number of different people how to...
Scott, you know we hear so much about Bernie Sanders being a socialist. But actually, one of the first big socialists to run for president came from right here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, yes, Norman Thomas.
Yes, and did you know Norman Thomas also sold ice cream?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, he was the first ice cream socialist.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Three, two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Okay, back again. As I was thinking about Ohio Locomotive Crane, you know, the Michael family owned that, and they had the nicest house, the largest house in Bucyrus, and they had the first powered lawnmower in Bucyrus. That would have been back in the 40s. It was a very crude, you know, Briggs & Stratton engine sat on the top of the rotors, you know, the blade. Oh, you know, it's not a rotary blade. It was a spindle-type thing that cut. Well, they were hard to adjust at times because they had to go across the spiral blade, had to go across the cutting edge perfectly to cut the grass. And sometimes you pulled your hair out trying to adjust those blooming things. But anyhow, that was the Michael family. They had always had, you know, the best of everything. And they also had what is now, it used to be the Chuckwalt Farm north of Bucyrus. It's called Pickwick under the Michaels, too. And it's now called Pickwick, and it's restored. They have reunions or marriages up there and stores and recreation and acres of vegetables and things like that. Well, so much for the Michaels. But now the other company that kind of took over there is, I think, the largest in the country that is doing rail car repair. It's a good thing for Bucyrus and a good thing for Marion, too, because they come to Marion to repair cars out at the engineer depot that may have something wrong with them. Okay, and they use welders and they use everything, all, you know, all kinds of mechanics. And that's, I don't know if any of you could name that company, but if you can, I'll give you a prize to name that company out of Bucyrus that repairs rail cars. It's not all that complicated either, the name. All right. Now, another question is, who owned Dallas, Texas? What country owned Dallas, Texas? Now, that's a question that was on Jeopardy the other night. Yeah, and I don't think one person didn't get it right. I think one did. I don't know if they did or not. But there was another country that owned where Texas is today. Or not Texas, but Dallas, Texas. The owner. What country owned Dallas, Texas? That's right. Okay. Anybody out there? 740-383-9944. How's your sidewalks and everything else today? I'm sure we'll get some, I think overnight it's going to get down to teens, and that certainly will freeze things up, and the trees will become laden with an icy bit of precipitation, and that's going to weight those trees down, and maybe we'll have some trees that will come down, especially if we get a wind. I keep wondering about, and I every day when I go up Mount Vernon Avenue, I look down Cummins Avenue to see the library leaner, you know, the tree that leans toward the library. Actually, the southwest corner, it leans, and the leaning is quite astounding. And how it manages to stand up, I don't know, because I mean, trees weigh a lot. Have you ever lifted a tree? Oh, boy. Okay, now let me see. Well, I'm not getting an answer on who owned Dallas, Texas. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Is that Bucyrus Rail Car Complex?
It sure is. Yes, okay.
Okay.
And what would you like for a prize today?
Oh, I'm not eligible.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, hey, I appreciate your answer. Yeah, Bucyrus Rail Car Company. That's it. Yeah. Okay, we'll move on. That's two questions we've got under that found out today. We're still looking for number three. Who owned Dallas, Texas, originally? What country owned Dallas, Texas? And my resource for that would have been Jeopardy from the other night. Okay, now, there's a lot of new industries in the Marion area. In fact, on the south side of the airport, I would like for you to give me the name of that road that connects all these different industries. Yeah, including the glass company that makes windows. What's the name of that road? Somebody. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
With that Dallas, Texas question, would that be Mexico?
No, but that's same language, but a different country.
I know what it is now, then, Charlie.
Well, go ahead.
Would it be Spain?
Yes, it was Spain. Okay. Hey, would you like?
I get a lot of knowledge. I'll tell you what, Charlie.
Yeah.
I've gotten questions right on Jeopardy because of listening to you.
Oh, good. Okay.
So you guys are kind of working together there with all your...
I enjoy Jeopardy. It tests my knowledge, too. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. I love that show.
Yeah.
And,
hey,
I tell you what, between watching Jeopardy and listening to you, Charlie, I get all this, what my girlfriend calls useless knowledge.
Good. That's my role in life. Hey,
Charlie, you have a good day. I'm listening to you, buddy.
Would you like to go to the Ridgedale thing?
Oh, no, thank you. No, thank you. Okay. I just like participating.
All right. Very good. Well, thanks for your call.
Hey, you have a good one, Charlie.
Okay. All right. Bye. Yeah, it was Spain. Okay. Write that down here. Yeah. Okay. Now, name the road that leads off of Pole Lane Road that goes back to the glass plant and a couple of other industries back there. Now, can you tell me what's the name of that road? Yeah, it's not a common road. I mean, unless you have a connection with those industries, you probably never look up to see the sign. So what does the sign say on that road leading back to to where they make windows? Okay, now, I'll give you a little while to think of it. Apparently nobody knows just offhand. Oh, here's a caller. Wait a second. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, how are you doing today?
Hey, let me check. All right.
All right. Innovation Drive is what you're looking for.
That's right. You're so right. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And I'm eligible.
You're okay.
And, right.
What would you like?
Well, you've been trying to get rid of that Jake's T-shirt forever.
Oh, yeah. That Jake's T-shirt.
Trying to get rid of it.
Oh, would you like to have that?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and take that Jake's T-shirt.
Okay, you got it. All right. Okay, Bob, thanks a lot.
All right.
Okay, bye. Okay, I'm glad for him to take that off my hands. Now, just a second here. Bob Austin. Okay. And Jags. how do you spell Jags? Oh, J-E-G-S. Jags T-shirt. Yeah, not everybody can wear that particular size, I suppose. And today is the 13th. Okay. All right. Bob Austin, the winner today. Okay, let me see what else have I got here. I have left the Jimmy John's and, of course, the smoothie and Ridgedale ticket. Okay, now. We got Innovation Drive, okay. Now, tell me, where is the new location for the Columbia Gas Company? What's the new location of Columbia Gas? Do you know that one? 7403-39944. The new location, they haven't been there very long, maybe a couple of years, or three. Used to be on Leader Street, remember? Leader Street, and I think they had a little problem maybe of sticky fingers out there. People kind of lifted things that didn't belong to them, and they found where they're located now is entirely acceptable, I'm sure. But where are they? 7403-39944. Tell me, where would you find Columbia Gas today? Or I'll give you another industry that's located same right next door. ReServe is the name of that company. They take in scrap food, not any meat, but they take in leftover baked goods and all that and convert it to animal feed. ReServe, but where ReServe and Columbia Gas, in fact, they're both in the same area. What's the name of that street? 7403-39944. The time right now is 10:41. And outside, the estate, the highways are clear. They're just wet now. I don't know what they'll be tomorrow morning at the same time. I hope they're all right because I got to come to work along with a few thousand other people. And schools, River Valley is closed tomorrow and today both. Now, they're closed tomorrow for a teacher's thing. And not for any weather-related, but today it's weather-related that River Valley is closed. And like I say, on Friday, they have a teacher's conference or whatever they call that. And then on Monday, I think all the schools are closed, or most of them, because it's President's Day, the day we honor all of our past presidents. And how many did can you name all the Ohio presidents? Now, there's a good question. And I will give an award to anyone and call me within a few minutes here and tell me the name of all the presidents that were born in Ohio. All right. There was quite a few. Can you name them? Yeah. Okay. Name the presidents born in Ohio. All right, and then I've got an interesting question after that. Name all the presidents from Ohio, or I'll throw this in too. There was a address on most Ohio maps that showed something in Marion that didn't exist. A suburb of Marion that had a name that never existed. That's right. It was on Ohio road maps. And almost any other road map, you would see this place listed, and it never was. And that's a real oddity, believe me. And if you can answer that, I got you stumped, eh? Okay. This place, in case you didn't know about it, I don't know what the circumstances were. Maybe it was a development that was planned that never made it. But yet, they listed it on all the maps.
Scott, okay, did you know that Halley's Comet used to fly over Marion every night?
No, Charlie, I didn't know that. How's that possible?
Well, it wasn't really Halley's Comet. It was Martha Dowse's fire baton coming from Girard Avenue.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. Now, caller, call me back. Okay, are you there? Okay, caller, call me back because I can't answer you on the air if we're in the middle of a commercial here. Not really a commercial, but a public service announcement. So give me a ringy dingy. There we go. Okay. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah. The presidents are William Henry Harrison.
Okay.
Ulysses S. Grant.
Okay.
Rutherford B. Hayes. James Garfield. Benjamin Harrison. William McKinley. And William Howard Taft and Warren G. Harding.
Wow, boy, that's a lot, isn't it? One,
yeah.
Two, three, four, five, six,
eight.
Seven, eight. Wow. Okay. What would you like for a prize today?
I'm not eligible.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, I appreciate your answer anyhow.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Yes, he got it. Right smack dab. Yeah, we've had a lot of, and of course on Monday is President's Day. And I don't know if it honors more than Lincoln and Washington. Maybe they're honoring all of our presidents. Man, Ohio has had its share. Do you know where Rutherford B. Hayes' home is? It's in Fremont. Delaware was the home of Rutherford. Rutherford B. Hayes was born in Delaware. But then he ended up living in Fremont, Fremont. I think that was it, yeah. So in Delaware, you have Hayes Elementary School and some other things called Hayes because he was born down there. Now, do you know what movie stars, was it the movie star's husband or whatever, born also in Delaware, a famous actress had, I don't know if it was her dad or her husband, born in Delaware. Now, who was that? Well, I'll answer it. It was, what was her name? Judy Garland, yeah. It's Judy Garland's relative was born in Delaware. But Delaware has not had the number of famous people like we have. Wow. But they do have, we have one too. We've got a university here. And so Delaware has Ohio Wesleyan. And I bet that our OSUM here probably has as many students enrolled as there is in Delaware. But the downtown Delaware area is right next to the campus. So they benefit the downtown, immediate downtown area benefits from all the students and where they eat and everything, right smack dab in downtown Delaware. Now, there's another store being built on the east side of, it's clear out on Route 3637, a new TJ Maxx and one other. What was the name of it? Going in at that big intersection where the shopping center is, and that's, about 7 miles, isn't it, from Delaware? It's that major intersection. Cracker Barrel is out there and a bunch of others, including the shopping center and now the TJ Maxx and this other store. It's a jumping place. Okay, now let me see. What do I have here? We haven't found out Columbia Gas and Reserve. Their location, it's the same location, as incidentally, as the glass plant that makes windows. Same location. And now the question, too, that needs to be answered on Ohio road maps for years and other maps showing Marion, there was a suburb listed that never existed. And I used to get calls at the radios, the old radio station. I got calls after calls, and people said, where is this blank blank located, where is this located? And I always had to tell them, it doesn't exist. But it was on all the maps. Now, what was it? Do you know? Or was it beyond or before or whatever your time? Let me know. Or can you tell me the name of the road that you would find Reserve and Columbia Gas? What's the name? Or did I get that? No, I got that, didn't I? Yes, that's right. That was Innovation Drive. Okay, skip that. And now we'll concentrate on that city or suburb that was always listed on the Marion maps, but never existed. And I would love to find out why it never happened. Was it planned and they ran out of money? Just what happened? It was located on the map in the northwest corner of Marion. Does that give you a hint? So what was the name of that suburb that never existed? All right, now we go to some other state. Let me see if I got everything here. The last Peanuts was on this date, the original Peanuts. Now we have the substitute, or I guess I told you, Charles Schultz was a ham radio operator. I never talked to him, but it was nice having him in our fraternity. And Charles Schultz was the author of this particular comic strip that had its last new one on this date some years ago, and now it has just repeats. And that was, we got that answer, didn't we? That was the Peanuts. Yeah, we got that answer. It was Peanuts. But I'm still looking for the road that, we got that Innovation Drive. Okay, so I've got three questions left. Name the suburb that never existed in Marion. It sounds crazy, but it's true. The suburb that never listed was never there, but yet it was listed on maps. And people traveling through Marion would see that on their map, and it kind of struck their curiosity, and they would call me and say, where is blank blank located? And I said, it's not located anywhere. Okay. All right. Now, here, we leave Marion, Ohio, and go about as far north as you can go. We'll go to the state of New Hampshire. We'll go to, and what tourist attraction draws a lot of people in Conway, New Hampshire? I think really North Conway, New Hampshire. What is the major attraction there? The major attraction in North Conway, New Hampshire is what? And I've been there to that attraction. I've never talked to anyone else that has. And it's rather unique, very different than anything. So what is it? Apparently none of you have been there either. Okay, so let's stay right there in that part of United States and look elsewhere. There was once a, let me see if I got that written down here. There was once an old man of the mountain, and it fell off. The old man of the mountain. He was there for probably 100 years because it was shaped like a man. Well, I don't know if it was an earthquake or just somebody stomped hard and it fell off. And so the old man of the mountain no longer exists. You may find it, though, in some of the tourist books. The old man of the mountains was in North Conway, New Hampshire, also, or plain Conway. Now, let me tell you a little bit. I once conducted a bus tour of that whole area, and it was noontime, and we had to stop and get something to eat. Well, the old man of the mountain had a United States government kitchen there, I think it was operated by the state or the or nationally, and in that kitchen they had chicken soup. And so all the ladies on my bus thought, well, we like chicken soup, so we'll eat. And here's what happened. They all got sick because the chicken soup was no good. Yeah, it was, you know, those things you see listed in the paper about not keeping food at a certain temperature over a period of time, not throwing it away. Well, that was in a government operation there in Conway, in New Hampshire, right near the old Man of the Mountain. My bus stopped there, and all these ladies got sick, and I tell you, that was the most miserable trip. Where did we end up? I can't remember, but the ladies were starting to get better by the end of the trip. Boy. Oh. Food poisoning. Yes, that's what it is. And that's what happens. That's why we have inspections of restaurants, and things that are not used today have to be date marked so that they know, use them within a certain period of time. And it's very important because the health department, of course, doesn't want anyone getting sick. And that can happen. 10:57 is the time. Boy, the time's going right by. That was in Conway, New Hampshire. Now, there's something else there, a major tourist attraction. What is it? Yeah, it's right near there. What is a major attraction? It's in New Hampshire. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
That's probably Mount Washington.
It is. For certain. Yeah. Okay. Now, would you like a prize today?
No, I'm not eligible.
You're not eligible. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling anyhow. Okay. Yes, Mount Washington. I've been there. Mount Washington, 6,288 feet tall. You can go to the internet. Here, just a second here. Yes, caller, go ahead. Hello.
Hi, I was looking for Terry.
Oh, are you a robo caller? Yeah, okay, she is a robo caller. You heard that giggle in the background. Oh, my. Every now and then, about once a day or once every other day, we get a robo call here, and they have no idea that we're on the air. No idea whatsoever. Oh, yes, it's a great life. So, yeah, Mount Washington, 6,288 feet tall. If you go to the internet and type in Mount Washington webcam, you can get a view from on top of Mount Washington. And see all, I think, in three different directions you can see. Really interesting. But I've been there, and they've got their weather station there that measured the world's highest temperature, at least up until that time, of 215 miles an hour, recorded on top of Mount Washington. The weather's never really what you'd call real good up there. But the Cog Railway goes up the side of the mountain, and in order for the steam train to operate, they had to tilt the engine.
Listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary First Lady of Broadcasting in Marion, Madge Cooper.
If you have a new announcer and he's not from this area, you make sure that before he went on the air the first time, you said, "It is not Bucky Russ."
Then got back into radio